to be the best you, to be the best genius that you are. This is our individual journey, as well as our collective journey. And it's not so much that we have to explain ourselves to people to help them to get us, because they're probably not going to get us anyway. You know, you'll know when you struck that genius goal, because you'll freely share, and you'll share it with great love and wisdom. Whatever you want, know it, be it, and do it. Don't be afraid to live it out. Be the inspiration. Be the miracle. Be the dream. Be the love. Be the success. So, what's your genius? Own it. Go fearlessly. We are innately wired with genius. Head forward with good intentions. Genius is common.
You are watching The View from Hampton U, exploring Hampton University's rich history, the past, present, and promising future.
Welcome to Hampton University and The View from Hampton U. Today we're going to examine a movement that is said to be taking the nation by storm. The Genius is Common movement has emboldened young people throughout the nation, and that has also happened here at Hampton University. Let's take a look at what some of our students have to say about being a genius.
Hi, my name is Gavin Harden, and my genius is to be able to give off positive vibes and spread a smile. Genius is common.
My name is Brianna Lomax, and my genius is artistic expression through writing and showing compassion to everyone I meet. Genius is common.
My name is Atiyah Strange, and my genius is the power of expression. Art is universal. I sing, I draw, I film, I photograph. Genius is common.
My name is Maya Harris, and my genius consists of all the gifts that God has given to me. I am a giver, I am passionate about bringing ideas to life, and I have mastered the concept of finding the good in everything. Genius is common.
My name is Diamond Sidney. My genius is acknowledging the beauty in my own mistakes while challenging others to do the same in order to cultivate and grow. Genius is common.
My name is Almajid Edwards. A lot of people think genius is about being talented or being smart. It's not true. Genius is about influence. Whether it's an equation, whether you're reading or writing, research, harmonies, what have you, genius is about the opportunity, the moment of impact where you can influence another person and uplift them. My genius is poetry. Genius is common.
Hampton University has a long-standing history of supporting geniuses and the movements that they create. For example, General Chapman Armstrong established this great institution in 1868. And did you know that Booker T. Washington was also an alum of Hampton University? I could go on and on about the geniuses who've come through these doors and have exited to go out into the world to make a great difference. That's what's important to us. That's what's important about the Geniuses Common movement. What is your genius? You should take the time to think about that today. So thank you for watching The View from Hampton U. And remember, genius is truly common.
Prepare for what's coming and dominate in economic winter. Stand strong and thrive by showcasing your great products and services globally through the Black Business Network and Black Business Olympics. The Black Business Network has showcased over 2,000 companies with over $7 billion in sales each year. Over 10 million attendees have viewed the rebroadcast each month. Through the Black Business Olympics, unique styles of business training and mentoring are turning students into business owners and entrepreneurial warriors who will dominate in any economy. Gain the ultimate advantage of the Black Business Olympics, 7 days of unbelievable topics and speakers speaking around the globe. Donate your time and experience to provide expertise and scholarships to students worldwide and change the world. Now, more than ever, new insights, tools, strategies, and capabilities are needed. This is your chance for a major presentation to the world. Fill out the form and join the more than 2,000 speakers who have presented to over 200 countries. Join the Black Business Network streaming live into the Metaverse, STEM City, Black Multiverse Enterprises, Hulu, Amazon, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Apple, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pod TV, IBM TV, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Sign up today. Spaces are limited, and we will see you there.
Welcome to the Black Business Olympics, y'all. My name is Nicole Maxwell, and I am very happy to be here. And I am more happy to have Mr. Aaron Cash with me. So, Aaron, I'm going to turn this over to you, and I will be back in a minute.
All right, Nicole. Thank you so much. Hey, good afternoon, everybody, business owners, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and corporations. Welcome to the Black Business Network. My name is Aaron Couch. I am your business moderator for this morning on the Black Business Network. Now, the Black Business Network is a 24-hour business network showcasing Black businesses, business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders worldwide. We have speakers from North Carolina, London, Singapore, Africa, Japan, and cities all over the United States. The Black Business Network is a global community sharing its business knowledge to empower, inspire, and educate businesses about businesses. Now, our first speaker is Nicole Maxwell. Nicole Maxwell is an internationally lauded metaverse consultant, avid gamer, dedicated community leader, and a businesswoman seasoned in creating end-to-end solutions for enterprises and small businesses. Dubbed the Metaverse Goddess, Nicole Maxwell is the CEO and Chief Metaverse Officer for Black Multiverse Enterprises, creating solutions as a leading Web3 organizer with some of the best and brightest individuals in the world. And everybody, I would now like to welcome Nicole Maxwell.
Hello. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, I'm going to step out a little bit and have you take care of everything right now, right? See you soon, okay?
Right on. And genius is coming, and I'll see you on the other side.
And genius is coming. That's right.
All right, you guys. Man, it is good to be here today. I am Nicole Maxwell. I am the CEO of Black Multiverse Enterprises. I am the founder of the Blackverse Metaverse Community. I am the hostess of the Meta Mind Shift Show and a proud member of the Black Business Network. I am also a consultant with Technical Consulting and launching a new venture called Max Distro in conjunction with Lee Entertainment. All of those things are dedicated to making sure that we as a people find our way into the metaverse and beyond. It is important that we do this. And why? Why do I spend my days telling everybody about the metaverse and saying the metaverse is coming, the metaverse is coming? If you're watching on Tuesday nights on the Black Business Network at 6 p.m., you will see the Meta Mind Shift Show. And that show is dedicated to making sure that we as a people have a space to kind of check out what's going on when it comes to the metaverse. The metaverse is coming, and what is important for me to know that you walk away with this, with from this conversation, is that Facebook is not building the metaverse. So let's be clear. Facebook is building a metaverse, and because of the way that that news rolled out and the way that that news has been picked up, a lot of people and their work are not being seen. The metaverse is coming. The metaverse is being built out by people every single day. The future is being built right now. And it is important that we as a people know that we have an opportunity to take part in that. No one company is out here building it out for all of us. We are able to come to the table. We are able to participate at the table. We are able to understand the table, define the table, refine the table, break down barriers, and get us all here. And so it is important that we know the metaverse is coming, and we are sure enough for sure going to be a part of what's being built out. And if you don't believe me, please take a minute and just walk down what's been going on the last few days here, or the last couple of years. Just this last week, Brother Teddy Pahagvia, who we lovingly call Mr. Metaverse, he rolled out an avatar with a heartbeat that is using his biometric heartbeat as its biometric identifier. This is linking an avatar to humanity and giving it a flavor that is truly unique. He's a one-of-a-kind person who has been deemed one of the 25 most influential people building the future. And that was well before Facebook ever came out with their version of the metaverse. The metaverse is being built up, and people are here, and we are building up right along with it. Mary Spio created the Seek VR headset that allows people to have a VR experience. And that VR experience is usually dedicated to concerts. But just recently, they rolled out virtual real estate as a way for people to define a space, call it their own, and create an experience like none other. The Seek VR headset, by the way, is an alternative to the Facebook Oculus headset. Sister Mary Spio enjoyed a birthday a couple weeks ago. And so we want to definitely give a nod to her and to thank her for her accomplishments and contributions to building out the future. Later today, you are going to hear from my very own Ira Revels. Ira Revels, someone who I have nicknamed the Grant Godmother, is going to be speaking later today and talking about how she's innovating on the blockchain, creating AI-based and AI-driven technology for grants and for funding for our folks. These are all innovators. These are all people. These are all people who are creating innovations for our future. They are defining tables and refining and redefining what it means to be one of us, to be a creator, to be in technology, and to be a participant instead of a consumer to the internet, to the metaverse, and to the future. They are going beyond NFTs. beyond the art, and they're creating solutions that are resulting in a better world for everyone. My goal is to make sure that people know that the future is coming, the metaverse is coming. You have a place here, and you can define what that place means to you. As we take a look at the Black community, we are thankful that networks like this exist. We are thankful that we have a worldwide audience to be able to contribute our voices, our experience, our expertise to the whole world and stand up and say, hey, I've created this. Hey, I'm doing this. Hey, my business is here and I exist. I can get on this network, this Black Business Network, and I can stand up and I can say, I am a business owner. I am Black business. Are you Black business? I am Black business. And we are happy to be here. So I want to thank all of you all for listening in, for tapping into the broadcast, for continuing to come every single day, because we are here helping to shape and create and craft and cultivate the world, the whole entire world. We are around the globe right now, and people are listening to this broadcast, and they are thinking about the expertise that our seasoned business owners are providing to people. And they are getting ideas for their businesses. They are thinking about new ways to innovate. And my goal for you is to think about how you, as a young person who's watching the broadcast, as an older person who's listening in and mature in your ways or mature in the way that you do business, and think about for just a minute, what does that mean when the metaverse is here? And how can you get ahead of the game now? I come to you today, and I'm coming to you after a very strenuous day, couple of days here. I lost one of my grandmothers earlier this week. I was notified of her passing, and I have had a minute to just reflect on her life. And she spent her life as an educator, and she spent her life as someone who was truly giving to all around her, especially those with special needs. That's what we used to call it back in the day. It was special needs children. She was a teacher for special needs. I have an uncle, and that uncle has special needs that she cared for in her personal life. But she took that and ran with it in her professional life as well. And so she was able to reach out to people with different abilities. And that is likely why I call it that. I feel like there are all sorts of folks out here who may or may not know what they're dealing with. They just know they think differently. Sometimes we are seeing that in the headlines, and we're seeing it show up in front of us. And sometimes we're dealing with it ourselves and we just don't know. But we all know of somebody who thinks differently or who has a different situation, and they are able to persevere. And so as we think about the future, we think about the present. And in today's times, those people sometimes get shunned. They get seen as outliers. So when we're building things, we aren't building for them. They have to make accommodations. And so I challenge us, as we are thinking about our Black community and as we are thinking about a community of people who have gone through some trials and tribulations, I challenge us to look deeper into our own communities and to create things that are made for everybody. Those that we see on the outsides or see as outliers to the majority or to the communities that we live and thrive in. And so whether those are people who are dealing with a vision impairment or those with just full-on paralysis, how do we create a metaverse that is for everyone? and actually cares about them as outliers and not just build for the masses. We all got the message. I've been screaming this for 2 years now. The metaverse is coming. And it is. And people are waking up and they're out here building. They're creating and crafting and cultivating for their businesses. They're using NFTs in ways that we've never, ever thought possible. Those things are happening. But now it's time to make sure that we all get here. In the United States, 40 million Americans are classified as disabled. 12.6% of the population. The Disabled World reports that 15% of the world's population has some form of disability and estimates that 33% of 20-year-old workers will become disabled before they reach retirement age. In 2018, 1 in 4 U.S. adults are defined as having a disability that impacts major life activities. An estimated 200 people globally are visually impaired, including me. Through the World Health Organization, we estimate 1.3 billion people live with some form of vision impairment, and the majority of them are over 50 years of age. Now, what's amazing about all those numbers that I read are that they're underreported. So just like we know that when there's statistics that come out about our community, that they are likely wrong because we are not participating in the process. These folks generally, there are a lot of hesitancies to tell that you have a disability. There are a lot of hesitancies to get tested for things that you may or may not have because you don't want to be a statistic. And so when the numbers are considered, they are underreported. So when I said 1 in 4 adults have a disability, that number is likely wrong. That number is likely higher than 1 in 4. And so that means that when we're building for the future in the metaverse, we have to account for everyone. We have to make sure that we're all getting to the other side. We have to make sure that that saying that we say when I say, I will see you on the other side, that we are truly believing that. We are truly making space and paving way for that to happen. When it comes to VR, we think about our VR experiences, and y'all know me, I love my VR. I love my little headset over here, as thick and clunky as it is. It goes on my head, and it gets heavy after a while. You know, I gotta reposition the curls a little bit, gotta reposition that thing, make sure that it's tight because it starts slipping down on my nose. I have an astigmatism. And so that means that my eyes see things differently. And so I have contacts to correct for that. Well, when I have my VR headset on, eventually it starts weighing down on my cheeks, which messes with the weights in my contacts, which makes my vision kind of blurry. And so I have to readjust things and get it just right. One of my best friends on Clubhouse is a wonderful woman, and her name is Erica. Hey, Erica, I hope you're watching. She has what is called TBI, traumatic brain injury. She was the victim of gun violence and is a survivor and a thriver from that incident. But she has a traumatic brain injury and she is in recovery and she is wheelchair bound. One of the things that I always think about when I'm in VR is how would Erica be able to come into this experience with me? When I found Altspace, one of the first things that I did was take Erica into Altspace. And the reason I did that is because, let me just describe my experience. So when I go into a space in the Altspace virtual world, I go in and I go up. I fly. I love flying. That is one of my favorite things to do in VR and anywhere really, is to fly. And I fly high. And that is so that I can survey everything and see how the builders created it. I think that that is the coolest thing in the world, is to just see the vision from a different angle. And so that's what I want y'all to do too, is see the vision from a different angle. Not your own, but someone else's perspective. For Erica, it was important for me to have an experience in VR with her and be able to take her there, because in physical life, when we're thinking about reality versus virtual reality, in her physical form, she cannot get up and walk around. She is bound to a wheelchair. But in VR, she's able to get up and fly. And she's able to go in places and spaces where she can't in traditional life. Her wheelchair requires that when she goes and has Thanksgiving dinner, that there be a space at grandma's house where she can actually get through the door. And when she can't, that's a problem. And so in the VR world, though, she's free and she can interact and engage just like me. Except that's an alt space. And in alt space, she was able to use the desktop version. When we're thinking about the metaverse, typically we're talking about AR and VR. There is no way that a VR headset can be accommodating to her TBI, her traumatic brain injury, because her brain is sensitive because of her incident. Erica is one of many who are out here dealing with different types of situations that they have to have some sort of accommodation for them to experience the norm. This is not just limited to TBI. We have this in things like arthritis and carpal tunnel. I suffer from tendonitis in both my wrists, partially because of gaming. Not really, though. I also, you know, I talked about having contact lenses. Well, we have a whole entire community of people who are partially vision impaired and fully vision impaired. How do they get to experience the metaverse? We have people who are bound to their wheelchairs and others who are in a state of paralysis. My other grandmother, before she passed, was paralyzed for quite some time. So how do we make space? How do we create? We have to be champions. Just like when we have a kid who is struggling in school, we get them some extra tutors and we try to, you know, throw the book at them. We make sure that they're grounded for a week so they study. We have to make these ways for people to thrive as we head into the metaverse. And now is the time. We cannot wait until it's built and then build around it for them. We have to make sure that we all get there at the same time. So think about creating solutions that are accessible to everyone, solutions that fix problems beyond specific users and beyond the masses. Instead of working to create a generation of bored apes or the next iteration of bored apes or the next mutant ape or any kind of ape, really, seek to create things that are going to help everyone to be here and then put an emphasis on our communities. To those in sales and to marketing and advertising, y'all have likely heard me say, first of all, I am not a salesperson. Second of all, I don't like the term target market. And I don't resonate with that because it doesn't resonate with me. The whole world is my market until we all get to the metaverse, because everybody's got to be here. But to those of you who do, I ask that you kind of change the way that you're working on that. Instead of asking who is my target audience, try to redefine that and reframe it as who won't be able to use this product, and start with them as your target. Start with them as people that you want to be able to utilize your product. Build out in that way. I've talked a lot about people with disabilities. I talked a lot about people with disabilities, but I also now want to switch gears and kind of talk a little bit about the other end of that spectrum. We always talk about our young folks and getting them to understand that they're going to be building out the future And I challenge you to think, well, they already know that. they're well aware of it. They don't traditionally have issues learning technology because they're starting younger and younger and younger. My niece started using Roblox when she was 3. And so she's just about 8 now, and she is going to be learning how to build worlds. And so that's kind of the space that I've helped her to create for herself. And I'm very happy about that. But also, that's just the way of the world today. Like, you give your kid your cell phone because you don't want to hang out with them and read books to them anymore because you're busy. And so the kids have cell phones. They know how to use them by the time they're 5. They can teach you everything that you need to know. So we see that. But on the other end of that spectrum and in the middle, so in the middle of that spectrum, we have the teenagers who are trying to find and craft their path for life and are telling you exactly what they are and are not going to do. We have the college-age folks, and the college-age folks are those young people who are coming into their own, and, you know, half of them are millionaires right now. Because they've all got 12 different forms of income, because that's what we told them to do, and they did it. And then they told us that, you know, they don't want just one form, they want 12. So they replicated everything that we taught them and then broke it. So not only do we have that, but then we have those of us who are kind of in that middle age, you know, those like me who maybe grew up with technology, and some of us really tapped into it, and some of us did not. But then we also have our older folks. And so we have our older folks. So those who are 65 and plus, when we think about that population of people, and I say the words, everyone has to get to the metaverse. I mean that. And I mean everybody. So when we think about, our older population, 65 and plus. In 2019, that population was 54 million people, with 30 million of those folks being women and 24 million of those being men, defining it in that way. People aged 65 and plus represented 16% of the population in 2019. But guess what? By 2040, that's expected to be 21%. 21% of our population is going to be in the older population within the next 20 years. So if we're looking at that, we want to make sure that we're also building for that 20%. Our older generation, we need to care for them better. And I mean that across the board. We need to make sure that there are spaces for our older generation to be able to thrive, for our older generation to have stuff to do in VR. This last couple of weeks, if you know, you may know, you may not know, but I'm the CEO of Black Multiverse Enterprises. And Black Multiverse is a space where we have a partnership with Google. We are a gold star, a high impact performing partner for 2022 with Grow with Google. We were granted a $150,000 scholarship or grant of scholarships to provide to our communities. We are looking for additional sponsorship. But one of the things that we are doing, one of the ways that we have become a high impact performing partner for 2022 is by hosting skill up programs. And that skill up program is something that airs here on the Black Business Network every Tuesday and Thursday, except for when the Olympics is running. And we are able to provide skills utilizing Google career or Google applications. So how to use these various applications that are free to you to be able to utilize. And just helping people to skill up, define, you know, some skills and be able to definitely grab and approach those. And one of the gentlemen who lives in my area, he attended one of my sessions, and he was an older guy. And I found that he was very, he's well off. Let me just put it like that. He's a well off guy. And, you know, one of the sessions I did was on your resume and also another one on online scams. And he attended one of those sessions. And he says to me that, you know, in his life, and I mean, he's probably in that 65 plus range, he's looking for a role as a VP of one of the MNCs, the multinational corporations. And he was having a hard time because he could not create his own resume. And I said, well, you've created a resume before, so you're just going to want to craft it. And, you know, started giving him a few tips on how to do that. And he says to me, I've never created my own resume. We always had people to do that for us. And that got me thinking not only about the folks like him who were always kind of been in this position where there were people to do things and you didn't really have to, you didn't really have to have someone else, or you didn't have to have the knowledge yourself because somebody else did it for you. But it got me thinking about our older generation and the fact that these folks don't know how to use some of this technology and things that we take for granted. And so again, I am using my voice to say that, yo, there are dozens, thousands of solutions that can be created and are waiting for us to create them. So go out and spin up something new. Go out and craft and create and cultivate something new that gets you to a space where you can be able to help someone else. The metaverse is coming. We are building it up every single day. Our older generation absolutely must go with us. We cannot leave them behind. In our communities, we used to have no child left behind was not ours, but it was a saying that was out there. We used to have the saying that it takes a village. And so I challenge us to get back to that saying. Get back to the idea that we're a village. And in this village of folks, we have all sorts of people who are skilled up and ready to help us and to aid us. And that to me is what the power of the Black Business Network really is. We have the ability, you have seen it right here on this network all week long. You have seen people who are here and who are sharing in their gifts and their talents, things that they have acquired through education and through experience, and they've turned them into businesses. And now those businesses are out in these communities or doing great things, whether they're virtual or whether they're in the physical. It is reality versus virtual reality. But the reality of that statement is that it's not. We deal in reality every single day, and we have challenges in this reality that are like none other. And getting people to pay attention to them when they are not members of this community is very difficult. We have seen it. We have whole entire movements. Minority equity and inclusion is a movement. Affirmative action was a movement in addition to being a law and a way of doing business. Those things happen because our communities need support in different ways, because of all the things that have happened to us on a global scale. I am the CEO of Black Multiverse Enterprises. And when I say Black, I mean Black all over the world. I don't mean Black as in Black American. I mean Black as in Black, our collective skin tone that we resonate with, our collective state of being, our collective culture. Every single person on this planet that resonates with some melanin in their skin tones or their skin and underneath and generationally, all of that. That is Black to me. So when I say the Black community, we have got to get it together in a way where we are together and we can build and create and craft and cultivate for our communities. That's what I mean on a global scale. I love my community out in Ghana. I love Koss and Kofi and Toby and everybody that, you know, we kind of hang out with and resonate. I love my folks over in the UK, Curious Anarchist and Ella Matheson. I love the folks who we get to see and sometimes hear from that are over in Sweden and Switzerland that are a part of the Black Verse community. All of these people are finding ways to think about the future differently. They are finding ways to think about the metaverse as an option, as a solution, as a way of change. And that is what I want us all to be thinking about as we are heading into this next phase of life. So just to recap, we have folks who need help, support, and solutions. If you are in IT, please begin to build for them. Please, if you are in a space where you are, maybe you don't own your own business, but you are on a board or you are a member of a technology firm or you own and run a nonprofit, it is important and essential and required that we get to building these tables now. Yes, virtual real estate is great. Yes, virtual real estate is a thing, but we have such an imagination and such a flavor of innovation that is like none other. We need more Mary Spiros. We need more Teddy Pahagbias. We need more people who are building. We need more Lori Mitchells who are out here running organizations like Black Women in Technology. We need more Ella Mathesons, and we need more Curious Anarchists. We need more of us who are building spaces. Christopher Webster, who is the creator of the Avatar Convention Center, in his traditional world, he is a robot. And when I say traditional, I mean he gets up and walks around as a robot. He appears as a robot in concerts, birthday parties, things like that. Traditional spaces, we call that dress up. We call it cosplay. We call it theater, dramatics, all of that. But in the future, we call that the metaverse. And so in the metaverse, he's created the Avatar Convention Center. It is in a space called CryptoVoxels. And you can go out there right now and find his work. And he has created digital art like none other. Wearables, things that your avatar can actually put on. He is out there and he's got that going already. If you've never seen an Avatar Convention Center, now is the time to go check it out. Go to CryptoVoxels and search for Avatar Convention Center. Use Google to help you get there. There are so many different ways and things that you can do to show up and show out and show support. Honor your ancestors. Honor those who mean something to you. Create a DAO. A DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization. That means that it's a organization that runs without a hierarchy, and it runs with technology, and that technology empowers voting. We just saw the voting process happen once again here in the United States. Whether you felt that was seamless, fair, or a debacle is neither here nor there. But what is a reality is that it takes too long to vote or to tally up our votes. The DAO process utilizes technology to make that process faster. The blockchain is the fastest technology in the world when it comes to transactions and ledgers. So that information could be to us within minutes of voting rather than within days or heck, even these days, even months of the completion of a voting cycle. Technology is happening all around us. So regardless of whether you like the metaverse, you've never been in the metaverse, or you are a metaverse enthusiast like me. It's happening. And so it's happening underneath some of your noses. And so even though, you know, we've had these conversations for quite some time about what the metaverse is, the reality is that it is changing. It is impacting our world and how we experience it. Before I wrap up today, I want to do a little exercise. I do this on my show, and so I want to do this with everybody because I want you to see how easy it is to experience some of these things. I always talk about VR. And VR is virtual reality, and that is where you put on a headset and you go fully immersed and you are looking around and you're inside of this other place, but you're really just sitting in the same chair that you've been in for a while. Today, I want to do a trick with you that I've done a couple different times, but I'm going to do it here on the network. So break out your cell phones, get your cell phone out, pull out your cell phone and do me a favor and go to your search. And you're probably going to be on Google. So go to Google search. And you are going to type in tiger. Okay, so search for the word tiger. T-I-G-E-R, tiger, okay? And so just search for that, do it wide open, scroll down just a little bit, and you should see something that says, meet a life-size Bengal tiger up close. And then there's a little button there that says view in 3D. So go ahead and do that. Click the little button, and it should say view in 3D. Now on my screen, I'm seeing a tiger and there's another little button there that says view in your space. Okay, so go ahead and do that. View it in your space. And then you'll see a message that says point your phone down at an empty space and move it around slowly. So you're gonna wanna do that, point it to the floor, and then raise your phone up just a little bit and you should be able to see a tiger. Now, this works whether you're doing it towards a desktop or to the floor or I did it on a TV stand one time. You are pulling a tiger into the space where you are right now. So if you're in your living room or your office, it's in there with you right now. And so if your phone is turned up, you hear the tiger is roaring at you. You can turn the tiger around. You can zoom in and out by pinching your phone and whatever you normally do to zoom in and out. You're going to be able to do that with your phone. But that tiger can be placed there and then you can record a little video of it. So if you've done this exercise with me, go ahead and record that video. Take a few minutes and say something cool. Let the tiger roar at you. And then take that, share it on social media. And then I want you to tag hashtag BBX, hashtag BBO, hashtag technical, and hashtag Black Business Olympics. Okay, you guys? So get that out there and share it because I want to see those come in. I want to know that you were out here listening, and I appreciate everybody for being here. I am extremely encouraged by all of the wonderful folks who have come in. I thank everyone who comes all the time to our mastermind think tanks. We are a network that meets at least four times a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, you have Supercharged Saturdays with me at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then if you are someone who wants to grow your business and go global, you want to learn how to scale, you do that at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with Dr. Eric Kelly III. And so I would like to say, first of all, since we are here, I got a few more minutes, I'm going to say Dr. Eric Kelly III just experienced a landmark in all of our lives, and that was his own birthday. So happy belated birthday to you, and we appreciate you for everything that you do. Thank you for moving this network forward. And most importantly, you guys, I want to say that we are a network that has a mission to supply scholarships and laptops to kids. So earlier you heard me talk about the children and how they already know where we're headed. Well, they do. But you know what? There are some kids out there somewhere that need to have some support. And that is by either a scholarship or a laptop. And so if you are a business owner and if you care about the future of children and being able to see those children thrive, then I ask you to please consider giving to the Black Business Network, providing scholarships for kids. Please do go ahead and provide a donation. You can do that directly on the website or, you know, as Aaron comes back up, we are going to see that you're also going to be able to provide that to the Cash App. So please consider doing that. We are heading into the holiday season and there are some needy folks out here who need some support. Build. That is my message to you as I leave today. That is my message to you is build. Don't build for you. Don't build for the thing that you know the best. Build for someone who needs it. And that is how we all get to the other side. So I am grateful to have been here today. And I am thankful to Aaron for coming back up and being able to connect with you, sir. Aaron.
Yes. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Nicole, thank you so much today for coming on. Thank you for your expertise. I mean, you're on point. But I got one little question before my other question.
Hey, go for it.
Did my pops, Mr. Kelly, did he tell you to talk about his birthday? Because his birthday was like a month ago. So, I mean, he's been celebrating it for the last 2-3 weeks. And I'm like, yo, you just forgot mine. But yo, I'm just curious. And just one other quick thing. Why don't you just go ahead and tell everybody that the metaverse is the Matrix? I mean, come on. I'm just saying, get their attention a little bit with it. Come on.
So first of all, let me tell you. So, yes.
I knew I was going to get you on that one. I knew I was going to get you.
His birthday was a while ago, but I'm still celebrating it because, man. I'm telling everybody because I want him to have had. I am that person that will celebrate my birthday all month long because it's that.
Yeah, I'm doing it too, but I found it interesting he was doing that.
But you know, no, he did not tell me that, by the way. But to think about the future, and you know, a lot of people's exposure to things like the metaverse have been movies. I'm definitely one of those. I am a movie buff. My group, Blackverse. We have the movies. We have movie night in the metaverse every Friday evening. So, you know, if y'all are here, go to blackverse.io. I'll put that in the chat in a minute. That is one of the many ways you can connect with me. You can also go to metamindshift.com. But thinking about the movies, yeah, we see the Matrix. Yes, we saw Matrix avatars come out and they were metahumans. They looked very similar to us as ourselves. They were really cool. It was a whole vibe last year. The Matrix is a possibility. It ain't one that I want, but some people are going towards having what they call like a neural link. And that is where there's actual technology in you that helps you link to this thing. And we saw in the Matrix how that goes wrong. I saw the Matrix, so nah, I don't want that. That's not what I'm heading towards. But I will also say that there are other movies out right now. For example, on Amazon Prime, there is Peripheral, and we're also watching that in Blackverse right now. But Peripheral is a movement. It's a show that is all about being able to have this idea of like teleporting into an avatar's body and going into the future, and the idea of interdimensionality, like so the multiverse type of thing, as well as interconnectivity. And so there's some really cool tech in that and they have really cool headsets that I would love to have right now. So yes, the movies have been taking us to where we're going for a very, very long time. I will also say that I didn't do this. I need to do this. I got a minute left, but I'm going to say that, you know what? I explore all of those things.
I got one more question. Because I like that part, because I wanted to add to it. You talked about concerts. So you are watching movies in the metaverse, and you mm-hmm. mentioned the hardware. So mm-hmm. Do you know of any artists or anybody that's looking to do a virtual concert in the metaverse, like using the hardware that's out right now? So I'm just kind of curious about that.
Absolutely. So yes, so not only are they looking, they're doing it, right? I mentioned Altspace earlier. My favorite go-to artsy, she's a sponsor of the Meta Mindshift show, but she is a 3D world builder. She's a sister out here who has built amazing things. She built a nine world environment, social VR environment for Naughty by Nature. And they had a concert there. I attended that concert. That concert, we were able to connect at that concert. They showed up as holograms. We've seen lots of other artists do kind of holograms. We've also seen, I have a friend who is a sister who is an opera singer, and she had an underwater opera theater built for herself. So yeah, we're doing it. George Clinton is another guy. George Clinton Artsy also created a world for him. So yes, there's a ton of different people who are doing great things in the metaverse, and they're all getting here. So there's entertainment like none other, experiences like none other, stuff you can't do in real life. You can absolutely do it in the metaverse. Contact me, get in touch with me at metamindshift.com. You're going to be able to have seminars, workshops, conferences. Invite me as a guest speaker, especially for Black History Month, because that is coming up. And I am also open to partnerships, collaborations, and helping you spearhead your own metaverse organization within an organization. So thank you so much, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Hey, Nicole, thank you so much. And just remember what they say, genius is coming. And I'll see you on the other side. Am I still on? Thank you, everybody. We will be back in about 15 minutes. And once again, everybody, remember, genius is coming, and we will see you on the other side. Thank you.
I'm Jaha, Chief of Tonkawa of Texas, artist and entrepreneur. My genius is master building. Master building with what's in my hands or nothing at all. I learned to keep it simple, clear, and concise. Lay a strong foundation in truth and purity, and you really can't go wrong. Allow room for yourself and others to grow. Tap deep. I learned a lot there. Like, it's better to steer away from being judgmental. I learned more about my uniqueness. I learned about authenticity, so on and so on and on and on and on. I realized I didn't have to spend my time being in competition because I already won. You don't have to spend your time always competing against people. You're already a winner. Allow yourself room to grow and allow others room to grow. To learn yourself, to learn what your genius is, and to be the best you, to be the best genius that you are. This is our individual journey, as well as our collective journey. And it's not so much that we have to explain ourselves to people to help them to get us, because they're probably not going to get us anyway. You know, you'll know when you struck that genius goal, because you'll freely share, and you'll share it with great love and wisdom. Whatever you want, know it, be it, and do it. Don't be afraid to live it out. Be the inspiration. Be the miracle. Be the dream. Be the love. Be the success. So, what's your genius? Own it. Go fearlessly. We are innately wired with genius. Pay it forward with good intentions. Genius is common.
child of the Most High God. He has gifted me in ways that I could not even imagine and didn't know.
There was a time when I didn't know who I was. I listened to other people tell me who I should be, what I should do. I listened to people telling me that I should be a boutique owner, that I should be a construction manager, that I should be a laborer. Have you ever felt like you should do something else, be something else, go somewhere else, be wherever you wanted to be, and you felt like you were in a box? Anybody in the room? And you couldn't get out. Anybody in the room? And you kept trying to go and go and you couldn't get out. Anybody in the room? But let me tell you, you need to rock the box. Rock the box.
I am engaging, inspiring, and empowering. I would give you everything I know. Just by touching you, if I could, by osmosis, give you every single thing I've learned, I've gone through, I know I would. We know that's not possible, but as it is possible, I love to share information with people.
Some of you out there, people have told you that you can't be, you can't have, you can't do. But I will tell you, like Kinston said, you can, you must, and you will. If it's to be, it's gonna be me. You gotta say it. If it's to be, it's gonna be. If it's to be, it's gonna be. If it's to be, it's gonna be.
Barbara is because she believed what her mama said about her and not what other people told her.
Every day you wake up when you're in a situation, it's your choice whether it's an advantage or a disadvantage.
She gained her confidence and her life, and now she is a testimony.
If I can help you elevate yourself, then I feel like I'm elevating my own self as well. What you know and I know together can change the world.
Thank you.